In addition to the deaths, several others have been wounded. One of the injured is a 2-year-old boy hit by a bullet that entered his family's home during a gun battle in a nearby alley. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and Police Chief Ed Flynn held a news conference near the child's house yesterday to urge city residents to report illegal guns. Flynn also called on Governor Walker and state lawmakers to make it a felony, not a misdemeanor, for criminals and others banned from carrying guns to have one, and halt the granting of firearms permits to habitual criminals.
Right now, understandably, legislators don't want to touch gun laws because then it's a visit to crazy town. And they're worried about that because the pressure from those people who don't believe in any regulation of firearms can be intense and it's well financed.
If Walker and pro-gun lawmakers would agree to the stiffer penalties, that could send more people to jail. Mayor Barrett says he understands that.
I abhor the fact that we have high incarceration rates, but I abhor even more the violence that we have in this city. I want to reduce both. I want to reduce the incarceration rates, but I also want to reduce the violence in this city.
Governor Walker's press office says Walker is willing to work with law enforcement and other interested parties to keep illegal guns out of the hands of criminals. Walker is likely to be asked to elaborate during a bill signing this morning in Milwaukee. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.